We'll call this government operations meeting to order, June 17th, 2019. Time is 10:43. Roll call, please.
Congressman Baker?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Speaker Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Fox?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. And again, we might note our speaker system is going in and out, so the general public is going to have to bear with us, and we do have other recording devices. On the approval of minutes, we'll have two different sets.
Walked off.
Huh?
Walked off.
Congressman Walker, would you?
Be glad to. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. I just want to thank you for this time of year, Lord. I just ask that you be with all of the families as they travel. Lord, be with us this week as we deliberate and try to conduct business of the nation. We've got some important things on our plate, and hopefully we can remedy some of the issues that are before us this week. Lord, I just want to pray for our children, our elders, any of those people that are in need or are enduring any pain or suffering. Lord, I just want to pray for them. Lord, I thank you for the pretty weather. Lord, just please forgive us for our sins, Lord. All of these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, looking at the April 23rd minutes, that would be the minutes from where we had our elections. Looking for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented from April 23rd, 2019.
Have a motion.
Second.
And second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, we have another, our last meeting, April the 18th. We have minutes from that meeting. Congresswoman Goodfox.
The only person we have on that committee that's on this one is Potts. I've looked for grammatical errors. I didn't see any. I looked quickly. So I'm not looking for anything. I wasn't at the meeting. So if you see anything that needs to be changed, or if you don't, rather, then I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from April 18th as presented.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. Second.
Second.
Motion to second. All in favor?
Yes.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Moving on. Consideration of ONCA 1945. Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor.
Thank you. ONCA 1945 is an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $50,000 to financial assistance services for crisis assistance and to establish an alternate effective date. during the recent storms, the day that it really started raining, I had reached out to Chief Standing Bear and Assistant Chief Redcorn to let them know that there were already early in the morning parts of Hominy that were flooding. I knew that there were a lot of Osage homes just in Hominy. I hadn't heard yet from other towns throughout Osage County, but eventually over the course of a couple of days we did. I let them know that I would be happy to sponsor an additional appropriation to the crisis assistance if it was needed. They needed a couple of days to start seeing what kind of applications they were going to get. And as of a week ago, I think they had 32 or close to, maybe a little less. I'm going to invite executive up here. Who's here? Jennifer?
Yes.
Hello, Jennifer. Come on to the table. And she can tell us a little bit more about the exact number of applications that they had submitted.
Again, we started really tracking when the storms did hit. Of those, we have currently processed 26 applications. 21 of those were weather-related due to that. We currently have 34 applications that are in process. And out of that, 22 of them are weather-related. We've definitely seen an increase. We were on target to complete, you know, finish our funding at the end of the year. We were almost exactly half the year. But due to this event, it will, if all 34 that are in process go for the maximum, we'll be down to about $7,000. And that will be for the rest of the year. That's all we will have. Typically, like I said, it is, they can get a maximum of $1,000, but some families who lost everything, they may have had five members. So that's $5,000 that goes to one family. But each, you know, each child, the husband, the mother, if they're all Osage, they can all, you know, apply. So we've had to, you know, we've had to come in and help with sheetrock. We've helped replace, you know, stoves, kids' beds, bedding, materials like that, just to get them so that they can actually live back in their houses again.
Thank you for that information. Has it always been your policy that minors can't apply for the crisis assistance fund?
Yes, we've done that in the past. Typically, they don't apply. We usually only see it in case of disasters like house fires. We've seen it come with house fires, or maybe if the parent that has the children is non-Osage and there's a need, then we'll see the child apply.
Thank you.
Mr. Casey?
Yes, sir. Just to piggyback off a little bit of what Jennifer said, and this wasn't just Osage County. This was Oklahoma as well as other states. So, you know, this assistance went out quite a way.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, of those that were completed, about 17 of them were in Osage County. 9 of them were outside of Osage County. And of those 9, all of them were weather-related. We had some from Kansas that had been hit by some of those tornadoes. In those areas. And the bulk of it was Oklahoma, but again, not all Osage County, a lot. I know, of course, Tulsa County, Pitt County, a lot of those areas as well.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Sam, yes. Can you come up forward to the podium and use the microphone, please? Yeah, thank you.
My concern was to make sure that everyone that's Osage is notified prior to the spending of only those specifically in the county up here. But there's a lot of people not getting the advantage that they need to throughout the United States. And it is a concern of mine, even though I don't live outside, I have at some point. But I believe everybody should be notified in some manner prior to the spending of monies because of the actions in the past that all the money is spent here within the Osage. It's not fair. We need to treat everybody with fairness, irregardless of where they live. Everybody should be included. privacy. I'm sure many of the students here who are in line would like to see that as well. They may not meet at greater needs, but, you know, Oklahoma City has problems, still will have problems. There are towns within Oklahoma that don't exist anymore. You know, you got to pay attention. And I would like to see those funds go to those in desperate need.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. I'd like to, answer Ms. Akins and let her feel a little bit better. As soon as these things happen, these natural disasters happen, our team, as quick as they can, tries to get the word out on all of our social media and everything so everybody will know. I get it, not everybody's on social media, but we don't really have any other way, with the exception of the Osage News that comes out once a month, you know, to get that word out. So, we try to get it out there as fast as we can, so, and then keep repeating it. So folks, hopefully somebody will catch it, if they're kin to them, can call them or whatever. We've helped people in California with the fires. They reached out last year. The tornadoes, all kinds of stuff. And I think some folks from Pennsylvania, when some weather hit out there. So we try. We try to get it out there so everybody can get in there and partake.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Ms. Hogan?
I was just going to add, too, that, whenever they had the flooding down in Texas and Houston so bad, I think it was last year, year and a half ago, again, not only did we put it out on the website, but we also contacted the Osage organizations down there, the ones of Texas and the ones of Houston, and we got in contact with them and said, can you please distribute this information, to your groups and your emails, and that, I think we got a lot of notice out with them as well. Same thing with California with the fires. So we do try, especially when we, when we know about the events, if there are local Osage organizations in those areas, we do contact them as well and give them the information and try to let them distribute it amongst their, their email list and things that they have too.
I have a question too. I know we're tight on money, but is this going to be enough? I mean, there's some really devastating property that's going to be cropping up here in the next. I mean, it's still going on. This rain is not stopped.
And that's it's kind of a guessing game. We really don't know because we just don't know the volume of applications, that we can get. Like I said, all I could really judge it off was the last month we spent around 50,000. And we're hoping that was the bulk of the applicants and that now, maybe we're just gonna get a little bit less and a little bit less. But again, we don't know if there's another, big storm and it happens again. I mean, it's so unpredictable. It's kind of hard for us to guess.
Congressman Maker and then Congressman.
Yeah, that was my question, Mr. Chair. Is that enough? And what if we have other disasters, we're still in the middle of it. I think you said there's going to be a balance of how much left in it.
If everything pending right now gets approved, we're down to a little under $8,000.
So if a tornado or something else happens, it's not going to be enough.
Right.
Congresswoman Hardwood.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the normal level that we fund crisis assistance is $60,000 annually?
It's 120.
120, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Before this event, we were sitting right about 63. So that's why I said we were almost dead center on target of how it normally progresses. But like I said, this is an uncommon event. It's not a trend. So it's a little harder for us to predict how that was going to go.
So that leaves us three more months in this fiscal year. Okay.
Yep.
I'm good with that.
Any other questions, Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir. And again, we've been doing this a while, so we kind of know on average how much is used. The problem is we can't be predictive of natural disasters. I mean, good Lord, fires, hurricanes, I mean, everything it seems like has hit us. in the last couple of years, it's like, God, come on. So, you know, I mean, y'all are right. We could have an earthquake tomorrow and, you know, 40 Osages are saying, hey, I need some help. And there we are. So I don't know that we could actually ever get to a good number. So 50 is what we came up with. That will keep us on our average. And then just pray to God that, you know, rivers don't rise again, really.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'm comfortable with the number that they've requested. I think that I agree with, we just don't know if anything else comes up. We'll have to address it at that time. I would hate to over-appropriate, and this is kind of, we ended up not having to go into an emergency special session just because they were able to kind of sit tight with what they had, still process applications, and we knew we were coming into special session quick enough to appropriate more money. So I will make a motion to report out ONCA 1945 to Congress with a due pass, if no one has any further questions.
We have one question down this.
Congressman Mason, sorry.
I'm not on the committee, but I'm just needing to ask the question. Do you have a process to verify these applications? They're all legitimate applications that they're perhaps, we don't want to, just what is that process?
Yes, with their application, there is several documentation that we require, especially if it's for, you know, home damages, repairs. We have to make sure we get a copy of the deed, so we make sure they are the owners of the home. We get their insurance documentation that either says, here's what your deductible is, or you were not covered under flood insurance. We require pictures so we can see the physical damage. And then if it's for repairs, we get, you know, a quote from whoever's doing the repairs and a W-9 from that person. A lot of them are trying to cut cost because it was so devastating to do the work themselves. So then we get a list of the supplies they need. We actually purchase those supplies and have them delivered. So we're not just giving cash. We're not just, you know, giving gift cards. We are actually saying, what are the items you need? We're going to purchase them. We'll have them delivered to you. Okay, and so that's kind of how we've been ensuring that the money is going where it's supposed to.
Continue, please. Just forward. Along with that, listen. What if we had a tornado and all of these documents just blew away and they had none to, what considerations do they have?
Well, for that, like I said, if they can't find their deed, we can use tax records, which we can pull those online ourselves. We've done that several times to go on just to make sure, you know, they're the owners. We get utility bills to make sure they're the ones living in the homes. The rest of it, again, it's just, you know, their estimate for their repairs. They're automatically going to be in contact with their insurance company anyway, just to see if they were covered. So those haven't seemed to be an issue.
Getting. And then next question and last question, do you have enough staff to do all of these?
I never have enough staff.
Thank you.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jennifer, thank you for being here, and I know your job is busy. And I was kind of looking for, and this is definitely a crisis. Congressman Maker just sat here and said this was a biblical flood. I've heard it was a 100-year flood all the way to a 500-year flood, that'll be the next time that happens. So that definitely would appear to be a crisis, super crisis to me. And a couple of questions. One, what do we define in our laws as a crisis? What is that?
It's technically not defined in any of the laws because it's just part of the financial assistance budget, but we do have a policy. And the policy, we don't really get into the definition of a crisis because it can be different for every person. So what we did rather was define what our assistance can help with. So we can assist with, you know, getting them into a home if they're homeless. If they've been, you know, for some reason displaced. And so a lot of those, we've been seeing that as well with these crises. A lot of them had to be evacuated. So that was where our assistance came in. We could put them up in hotels or, you know, give them a place to stay while their house was uninhabitable. Mm-hmm. There's also a piece on there where if it threatens the safety or sanitation of their home. So if you've got a, you know, raw sewage backs up into your house, we've seen that. That's a crisis. You can't live that way. So that's something we can come in and eradicate and help. We've also seen a big rise. That's why we put it in the new policy was bed bugs. They seem to be making a very large comeback recently. Mm-hmm. And it is not only very costly, but you have to be removed in order for that to be treated. So again, especially, you know, we've seen some, you know, with a lot with our elders that are on fixed income, not only can they not afford that process, but they can't, they don't have anywhere to go while it's being done, and they can't, you know, they can't sit in there while that process is being done. It's harmful to them.
And this, Mr. Chair, there is no income based to qualify for this.
No, it is not income based at all.
And, you know, and as we sit here, sometimes you hear the story, well, someone made an application because they needed new tires to get their kids up and down from to and from school. And is that one of the cases?
We do not do tires at all.
Okay. So that wasn't true?
No, that was not true.
Okay.
We do not do tires.
Okay.
We can do car repairs, but it's got to be non maintenance, non-routine. Like, we're not going to replace your battery. That's something you plan for. Your tires, that's something you plan for. But, you know, if you're driving down all of a sudden your transmission and that's your only way to work, that's your livelihood.
Yep.
That's a crisis.
And lastly, I talked to two Osages that lost everything, well above $1,000. Mm-hmm. And I know that's helpful. Flood insurance is crazy expensive.
Oh, yes, most of them have not had it.
And they lost everything.
Yeah.
And we're bound by $1,000 is, yeah, it can get them in a hotel, it can get them some meals, but there's nothing else that we can do.
Well, there's nothing that my program can do. However, I talk probably at least weekly, daily at first, with Bobby Talchi's program.
Mm-hmm.
To see what other assistance was available, when FEMA was gonna come in, you know, when those other charitable mm-hmm. organizations mm-hmm. are coming in. Just specifically in the Hominy, I know they had the, with the Baptist organization, they came in and they did a lot of that cleanup for them. You know, they would take the bottom 2-3 feet of the sheetrock out of the house, they'd spray it down for the mold, do all that. So at least that part was done. So all they had to do, it is, again, extremely costly, but they have to come back in and put everything back in. But there are other assistance out there that's not just the nation. So we try to make sure that not only are we give them our assistance, but we put them in contact with the others. And they've also, you know, the nation, we've been working closely with our FEMA representative, which is Nora Reyes. And she's been really good about, you know, trying to get people applications and help them if they can't fill them out. She helps them and gets them other resources. So, yeah, we know we're a small Band-Aid, but, you know, at least we are a Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Bidfox.
Move to report out ONCA 1945 to Congress with a due pass.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, guys.